Well, when my dad was working in the oil fields, he would come home frequently covered with oil, petroleum, crude oil, and he would always bring with him a can of what they call solvent. And he would go out in the garage before he came in the house, and he would bathe himself in this solvent, which is a little bit like kerosene. And it would remove the oil, and we've always wondered what else it removed. And in fact, in the area where he worked, what was called the tank farm, is where he spent most of his time. They had a doghouse, which was the changing area for the guys, and they had three spigots. And one of the spigots was hot water, one was cold water, and the other was solvent. And no one thought in those days about the possible long-term health consequences of bathing in that stuff, but they did it basically daily. You don't work in the oil fields if you're not willing to get dirty. You know, when I was working there, you'd come home, you'd look like you'd been suddenly speckled, like a Dalmatian. And the only way to get that off is either scrub so hard that the skin is raw or use the solvent. And most of the guys used the solvent, which I think today probably would not happen. Elk Hills is due west of I-5. It's near Maricopa. And then as you head north from there, this is down in the southwest corner of the Central Valley, of the San Joaquin Valley. On your left, you'll come to by Taft, the road to Taft. And there you'll find the Midway Sunset Field. And that will continue to go north along. There'll be McKittrick and eventually Button Willow. And Button Willow, of course, is cotton growing now, but at the time the Indians were there, they found lots of petroleum in that region. They're all to the west in those desert hills. If there's five trees there, there's five more than there were yesterday. But in those hills, in the pockets in those hills, is where they find that oil. Taft was, and Maricopa were kind of the core of the oil industry that you can observe from I-5, although you can't see either Taft or Maricopa from I-5. But they were the business centers. There were a couple of companies formed early on that came in and tried to make a commercial go of the West Side Fields, which is Midway Sunset and Elk Hills. And they got oil, but they couldn't make any money at it. It was just too expensive to transport it. It was too expensive to refine it. It was only really after the turn of the century and well into the automobile age that it became viable. But once it became viable, it became one of the most important fields in the world.
Well, the first gusher in history is in Kern County in about 1890. And Kern County becomes a very important production area. Now, the San Joaquin oil production area means that the oil companies coming out of Los Angeles, out of San Francisco, and even internationally, start to buy up huge tracts of land around Bakersfield, along the Kern River, and along the west side of Kern County, in the fields around Taft.
Elk Hills was a not fully developed oil reserve that was adjacent to the Midway Sunset, which was considered to be one of the richest deposits in the United States. By about 1920, over a third of the oil in the United States was coming from that little complex of three fields in one county. The people who lived there originally were, of course, displaced almost immediately, the Yokuts of that area.
Now, those oil lands, once they've drilled, and all you have is a long-term pumping, the oil companies look around and say, well, is there anything else we can do with this land? Well, they can lease it for grazing. But with the arrival of the California Aqueduct and the availability of cheap state-subsidized water, the oil companies can also lease land for cotton, for almonds, and other crops along the lower west side. So they become agricultural players. And these are large land holdings, so they're held and they're leased and they're resold in large segments. This is the area of the greatest concentration of land in modern-day California agribusiness.
So there's that funny sense in which you know, petroleum and sunlight and water have all combined to create big agriculture in California. Mm-hmm. Without, and of course soil, without those, all those elements, we wouldn't have the overwhelming agriculture we've got.
Okay. California is overall the most important oil producing state in the nation and center in the world from around 1900 to 1930 when it's passed up by Texas. We start to get a road network, an automobile culture, and a petroleum culture all at the same time. And California plays an absolutely central role in the emergence of all of these in the first quarter or more of the 20th century. Well, it turns out that California petroleum is not very good oil. It has a lot of asphalt in it. And the oil companies were not only trying to sell gasoline, but they were trying to sell all this residue. So you develop this complex of petroleum, highways, and cars. And California has the first great asphalted highway, the El Camino Real, which is 500 miles of asphalt highway, already in 1915. And develops one of the most advanced road systems in the country in the 19-teens and 20s. And indeed, this is how some of the great construction companies like Kaiser and Bechtel get their start, is building highways for the state of California.